Welcome to this special enduring audio program, Investigator Perspectives on the Current and Future Management of Patients with Newly Diagnosed Ovarian Cancer. This is medical oncologist Dr. Neil Love. As part of this program, we, along with our faculty of Dr. Bradley Monk and Professor Jonathan Letterman, developed and executed a comprehensive web-based survey consisting of a number of practical clinical management questions focusing on patients with newly diagnosed ovarian cancer. An equal mix of 22 additional medical and gynecologic oncology investigators were then recruited to participate in this survey. To see the results of this survey, go to researchtopractice.com. To begin our discussion, I asked Dr. Monk for his thoughts on a survey question we posed. In general, when do you typically order mutation testing for your patients with newly diagnosed ovarian cancer? And the overwhelming consensus was at initial diagnosis.
Family history and age of onset are not predictors of germline BRCA mutations. And so all three organizations, NCCN, ASCO, and the Society of Gynecologic Oncology, recommend germline testing for BRCA1 and BRCA2 genes in every patient with epithelial ovarian cancer, early stage, late stage, endometrioid, serous. So yes, at a minimum, and we'll talk about somatic testing in a minute, but somatic testing now is equally important.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you, because I think this is really interesting, which is you say, okay, what kind of testing generally? And you kind of see a split between some of the docs saying just germline and others saying both. And that may be in sequence or, whatever. But what I thought is interesting is it looks like the gynecologic oncologists are a little more oriented towards both than the medical oncologists. And I kind of wonder if part of that is some of the stuff that came out at the SGO meeting in terms of, that you miss patients either way, right?
Well, so first of all, this is a rapidly evolving paradigm. And the world changed on December 19th. December 19th is PARP Day, did you know?
No.
So we have gotten three FDA approvals on December 19th.
Really? Wow, I did
Three of the six FDA approvals of PARP inhibitors occurred on December 19th. Maybe it's just because the FDA wants to go on Christmas holidays for the break. But anyways, on December 19th, 2018, we got olaparib in maintenance, FDA approved based on SOLO-1, the New England Journal publication by Katie Moore, okay, a GOG study. But it was also for somatic. So somatic now is absolutely mandatory. Now, there are only two somatic patients in that study. And it's interesting that the NCCN divided the recommendation for germline as a level one and somatic as a 2A. Doesn't really matter because there are only two patients. It'll be interesting to see what Europe does, whether they get a germline and somatic BRCA mutation olaparib maintenance, but we have both in the indication. And the key point is we have no companion diagnostic. So they got this somatic indication without telling us what the companion diagnostic is. We think it will be the same companion diagnostic that's somatic for rucaparib in treatment, but that is yet to be seen. So you can test for somatic using cell-free DNA even. There's no established test in the label yet.